Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bring their first winning streak of the season into the United Center tonight and face the struggling yet hard-working Arizona Coyotes, who've won only one game so far but have been a tough team to put away. The Hawks, meanwhile, are looking to extend that streak to three in a row. DeBrincat had it for a moment in the left wing circle, but now Alex Galchenyuk will carry to center ice, sends Labushkin over the Hawk line. He'll fire from the right circle, and a shoulder save made by Fleury. The rebound pushed out of there by Gustafson. Kane is the sixth attacker with the puck. In over the Coyote line. Fed the left circle. DeBrincat shoots and scores! You can almost see that coming. Patrick Kane moving with speed into the Coyote zone down the right wing. Put a backhand saucer pass across. And there was the cat that pounded home. And the Hawks take a 1-0 lead on the Yotes with 14:34 left in period number two.
Will be challenging for a missed stoppage on the last play.
A missed stoppage on the last play. Oh, you know what I think this may be? They may claim that one of the Coyote players touched that puck when Kane passed it across. But if you're an official, you have to wonder, did that Coyote player have possession or did it just hit his stick?
After the coach's challenge, the goal on the ice stands, the call on the ice stands.
There you go. Fisher put it behind the net, and then Gostisbehere gave it away, and a bomb from the top of the left circle by Kubalik sails over the net. We get a whistle as Chickman runs over Dylan Strome in the Arizona crease. And then the two of them get up and joust with one another. In the meantime, Gostisbehere, who had been knocked down in behind the Coyote net, slow to get up, none too happy with the hit that he absorbed. And Connor Murphy now mixing it up with one of the Coyote players. Is being restrained by the linesman. Capobianco with a pass to Ladd over the Hawk line, right point. Ladd keeping it away from DeHaan. To Capobianco in the deep slot, back to Ladd, top of the right circle. He'll close in and fires. He scores! Former Blackhawk Andrew Ladd rifled a shot from the top of the right wing circle. Marc-Andre Fleury was screened, and the Coyotes have now tied the score at one. Game with a pass up ice, right on the money. Kubalik over the line, but fires a shot. It's off the crossbar. Oh, Kubalik was behind everybody and broke away into the Arizona zone and snapped a shot that beat Wedgewood, but not the goalpost. Doc through center ice. He's hit by Capobianco with an elbow at the Coyote blue line, and he's bleeding. Doc goes down to the ice on all fours. He's going to head to the Hawk bench. This was a clear elbow, and Doc is on the Hawks bench. Here's Kane crisscrossing again with Jones. Kane left faceoff circle to Strome in front. He shoots and scores! Dylan Strome, the ex-Coyote, makes his old teammates pay. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks forge ahead. They lead 2-1 with 10:34 left in the third. Kessel had the puck stripped away. DeBrincat takes it away with 2 seconds. Fires wide of the net. It doesn't matter. Hawks win! Hawks win! The Blackhawks win their third game in a row. And for Derek King, the boys got it done in regulation. They beat the Arizona Coyotes here tonight 2-1. And it took a penalty-killing effort at the end of regulation for the Hawks to secure the win. Marc-Andre Fleury in goal for the Hawks, allowing only one Coyote goal on 23 shots. And the Blackhawks' team goals against average in these last three games has really, really gone down from what it was.